From the very beginning of rehearsal with the MSU Jazz Octet, Anat Cohen is quite laid back.
Now it feels, you know, everybody feels it. It's like it has a real pocket and it feels nice. So it's okay to plan a groove when you need to groove. It's not something we usually do when we play a tune.
Yeah, I mean, there's the details and so many people are really good at actually teaching, you know, the harmonic concepts and the phrases. And we have, of course, all the records to learn from and transcribe and to learn what to play on each chord. But how to think as a human being, understanding that you're not playing with a piano or with the drums, you're playing with a musician, a person behind the piano, and everybody have their personalities, and everybody are bringing something to the table, and are the kind of acceptance we have when we communicate with another person, and how do we make them feel when we do something, and how do we make them welcome? We basically can make people shine, and we can make people close up. So this is really a lot of things that we can do. And school environment, I mean, is an interesting one, because you want to get all the information, but you also want to remember the human side behind the music.
That humanistic approach towards music is something Anat Cohen is trying to emulate, since there is often a schism or a break between the worlds of classical music and the jazz community. But for Anat Cohen, there is no difference.
This is kind of an interesting concept because, you know, it's in a way really lack of respect. So how do you expect, you know, the public to, I mean, it's real traditionalist, and I know there's a big classical department here, but sometimes, you know, I can compare as me being a Jewish person, and with all the respect to everybody in the world, you know, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of fear in religion, for example, fear of progress and fear of the modern world, and you're afraid that you're going to lose. If people are going to know what's out there, they're going to not want to stay. They're going to want to change and bring, you know, new ideas, and the tradition is going to disappear. And it's very a jealous kind of approach.
In the world of jazz, just as with the current political climate, Anat is exhausted dealing with the issue of gender and representation.
It shouldn't be an issue anymore. This is 2017. Okay, there's a band. There's like, you know, 5 women and, you know, 7 guys, and that's it. And I'll say, oh. And, you know, I'm guilty as well, because when I see like 3 girls in a band, I'm like, oh, great, there's like women, because it's still not common. You know, women could always play music. But, you know, as far as what the newspaper accept and the recognition, that's a whole different story. And it comes with it's funny, you know, you're just watching, you know, you watch Mad Men and you're watching, you know, the environment of how women are treated in the 60s. And you're thinking, oh, wow. I mean, how do you expect, you know, media and commercials to really respect women by what they do and what they work when they're portrayed as just, you know, beautiful objects? Yeah, I mean, it's changing and...
Is it getting better?
Yeah, I would think so. Of course, you always find certain individuals that, you know, they are old-fashioned, close-minded people that they don't, not respectful, but I would assume that those people are not necessarily respectful to, not just to women, to many other, you know, parts and layers of society and the world.
And according to Anat Cohen, what does it take to make jazz succeed?
I mean, it takes personalities, and it takes a lot of courage. It's a real art, and when it's made well, it's fantastic, and when it's not made well, it's boring.
Clarinetist and saxophonist Anat Cohen was in residency this week at the MSU College of Music. More information at music.msu.edu. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.